Chapter 23, Continued. With a sudden rush of understanding, Harry realized who the people in the end beds must be. He cast around wildly for some means of distracting the others so that Neville could leave the ward unnoticed and unquestioned. But Ron had also looked up at the sound of the name Longbottom, and before Harry could stop him, had called out, "Neville!" Neville jumped and cowered as though a bullet had narrowly missed him. "It's us, Neville," said Ron brightly, getting to his feet. "Have you seen Lockhart's here? Who've you been visiting?"
"Friends of yours, Neville dear,"
said Neville's grandmother graciously, bearing down upon them all. Neville looked as though he would rather be anywhere in the world but here. A dull purple flush was creeping up his plump face, and he was not making eye contact with any of them.
"Ah, yes,"
said his grandmother, glaring at Harry and sticking out a shrivelled, claw-like hand for him to shake.
"Yes, yes, I know who you are, of course. Neville speaks most highly of you."
Thanks, said Harry, shaking hands. Neville did not look at him, but stared at his own feet, the colour deepening in his face all the while.
"And you two are clearly Weasleys,"
Mrs. Longbottom continued, proffering her hand regally to Ron and Ginny in turn.
"Yes, I know your parents. Not well, of course, but fine people, fine people. And you must be Hermione Granger."
Hermione looked rather startled that Mrs. Longbottom knew her name, but shook hands all the same.
"Yes, Neville's told me all about you. Helped him out of a few sticky spots, haven't you? He's a good boy,"
she said, casting a sternly appraising look down her rather bony nose at Neville.
"But he hasn't got his father's talent, I'm afraid to say."
And she jerked her head in the direction of the two beds at the end of the ward, so that the stuffed vulture on her hat trembled alarmingly.
"What?"
said Ron, looking amazed. Harry wanted to stamp on Ron's foot, but that sort of thing is much harder to bring off unnoticed when you're wearing jeans rather than robes.
"Is that your dad down the end, Neville?"
"What's this?"
said Mrs. Longbottom sharply.
"Haven't you told your friends about your parents, Neville?"
Neville took a deep breath, looked up at the ceiling, and shook his head. Harry could not remember ever feeling sorrier for anyone, but he could not think of any way of helping Neville out of the situation.
"Well, it's nothing to be ashamed of," said Mrs. Longbottom angrily. "You should be proud, Neville, proud. They didn't give their health and their sanity, so their only son would be ashamed of them, you know."
"I'm not ashamed," said Neville, very faintly, still looking anywhere but at Harry and the others. Ron was now standing on tiptoe to look over at the inhabitants of the two beds.
"Well, you've got a funny way of showing it," said Mrs. Longbottom.
"My son and his wife," she said, turning haughtily to Harry, Ron, Hermione and Ginny, "were tortured into insanity by you-know-who's followers."
Hermione and Ginny both clapped their hands over their mouths. Ron stopped craning his neck to catch a glimpse of Neville's parents and looked mortified.
"They were aurors, you know, and very well respected within the wizarding community," Mrs. Longbottom went on. "Highly gifted, the pair of them. Yes, Alice, dear, what is it?"
Neville's mother had come edging down the ward in her nightdress. She no longer had the plump, happy-looking face Harry had seen in Moody's old photograph of the original Order of the Phoenix. Her face was thin and worn now. Her eyes seemed over-large, and her hair, which had turned white, was wispy and dead-looking. She did not seem to want to speak, or perhaps she was not able to, but she made timid motions towards Neville, holding something in her outstretched hand.
"Again," said Mrs. Longbottom, sounding slightly weary.
"Very well, Alice, dear, very well. Neville, take it, whatever it is."
But Neville had already stretched out his hand, into which his mother dropped an empty Drubal's Best blowing gum wrapper.
"Very nice, dear,"
said Neville's grandmother in a falsely cheery voice, patting his mother on the shoulder. But Neville said quietly, "Thanks, Mum." His mother tottered away, back up the ward, humming to herself. Neville looked around at the others, his expression defiant, as though daring them to laugh. But Harry did not think he had ever found anything less funny in his life.
"Well, we'd better get back,"
sighed Mrs. Longbottom, drawing on long green gloves.
"Very nice to have met you all. Neville, put that wrapper in the bin. She must have given you enough of them to paper your bedroom by now."
But as they left, Harry was sure he saw Neville slip the sweet wrapper into his pocket. The door closed behind them.
"I never knew,"
said Hermione, who looked tearful.
"Nor did I,"
said Ron rather hoarsely.
"Nor me,"
whispered Ginny. They all looked at Harry. "I did," he said glumly. "Dumbledore told me, but I promised I wouldn't tell anyone. That's what Bellatrix Lestrange got sent to Azkaban for, using the Cruciatus curse on Neville's parents, until they lost their minds."
"Bellatrix Lestrange did that,"
whispered Hermione, horrified.
"That woman Creature's got a photo of in his den."
There was a long silence, broken by Lockhart's angry voice.
"Look, I didn't learn joined-up writing for nothing, you know."